Local government said, has been experiencing a surge in applications for certificates of acceptability, with over 1,000 submitted this week alone. The increase, of course, following President Cyril Ramaphosa's announcement urging spaza shops to register due to a rising food safety concerns. Joining us on the line to give us an update is the environmental health practitioner registered with the HPCSA, Zachary Rudolph. Zachary, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you, Ashraf, and listeners of Voice of the Cape. Thank you for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure. From the perspective then of, you know, these registrations, applications, how many have been received to the city of Cape Town to date?
Right. If you're looking at the period of last week, from the 18th to the 22nd of November 2024, one business week, we received a total of 1,230 new applications for COAs, that is your certificates of acceptability.
Mm. And all of them spaza shops?
Mostly spaza shops because of the surge or the announcement by the president. But in between, you should get your normal, you know, more formal businesses and other entities applying for COAs.
Mm. I'm wondering then if there is any sort of confirmed data that speaks to the number of spaza shops operating within the city of Cape Town, or if there is, at least, if nothing else, just an estimate in terms of the number of spaza shops that are operating in the city.
For sure. We do have a total number of spaza shops. The key word is known spaza shops to us.
Yeah.
It is also unknown premises. And that total is 3,270 within the city.
Mm-hmm. And from the perspective then of, I guess, the certificates of acceptability, in some instances, depending on the nature of what it is that the spaza shop is selling, if they're selling sort of non-perishable goods primarily, throwing in a bread and a milk here and there, would that mean essentially that they would be viewed and would be requested to be, call it, registered in the same way, as spaza shops that, let's say, also stock meat products and perhaps, other sort of protein-related products? Or would there be some kind of difference in terms of the way it's looked at?
Generally, they're selling foodstuffs to the public. You know, that's the rule of thumb. And although you can say it's classified as more low-risk products needs to be obviously kept, in the correct manner in terms of storage and also hygiene. So for premises of that nature, they need to apply for a certificate of acceptability. But this doesn't exempt them from complying with other pieces of legislation, like your zoning, your fire safety regulations, tobacco control, and so on. What sits in other premises apart from them is a premises that sells food in the form of a meal, and that is your catering premises and so forth. They have to comply with the Business Act as well. Okay, that's Business Act 21 of 1991, and it gets somewhat a bit more complicated, but still, it's a process that needs to be followed and can be followed.
Mm. In terms of the application process, is that, call it online, exclusively online, or is there sort of a manual process that can be undertaken, and what documentation is required, for that application to be complete?
Okay, so we recently moved to our online system, which actually streamlines our business quite well. As a point of departure, clients need to register as a business partner with the city, okay? And basically, these applicants will then be able to create their own business partner numbers via online service called e-services. And then there is an email address as well that I'm happy to share with the listeners for revenue.eservices@capetown.gov.za, where they can seek some advice if they have any trouble registering. And then in terms of, documentation requirements, we're looking at your usual, personal greeting information, where you're looking at ID documents, proof of address, contact numbers, and a valid email address.
Mm. So relatively simple to register, but I'm wondering what then happens on the flip side in terms of one, the city's capacity to process the surge in applications, or is it just a matter of there being a delay, and also in terms of the follow-ups to verify the compliance, do regular checks, etc. If the city has the capacity for that, or if there would be a requirement for the city to increase that capacity to effectively be able to ensure compliance among not only those spaza shops, but all of those, call it food, traders or vendors of all kinds.
Okay. As part of doing business with the city, and making use of the city systems is, of course, the way to go. So persons who apply outside of those systems must accept that their applications will be subject to delays or potential delays. Copies can get missing, paperwork is just as easily, you can must identify it. So having an online system ensures that, there's some sort of traceability that the client can receive in terms of a reference number. And then your second question would be then related to the capacity and so on. So the city basically routinely inspects all spaza shops, all right, premises, and then premises that has applied since last week will also be inspected, okay, by the environmental service. What we've done is diverted staff and other tasks to conduct these inspections in order to strengthen the capacity in dealing with the influx of applications we're receiving at the moment.
But I'm wondering around the sustainability of that. I get the sense, obviously, and I take your point around, moving and shifting staff to be able to process the applications. But arguably, there's going to be an ongoing effort required by the city to ensure that, those regular checks are, and compliance checks are done, which is arguably, I think, where a large part of the challenges currently lie is in the compliance part, not necessarily the registration part, not so?
Yeah, look, the challenge is there's a double-edged sword, you're looking at the registration or the application and also the ongoing compliance, these huge gaps. And therefore we are, as environment half, one of our huge KPIs or performance areas is our promotion. So we're responsible for, spreading the word, spreading the good word in terms of what to do and what not to do. So therefore, we're aggressively looking at, platforms like these and other media opportunities to enlighten, the business owners in terms of what to do. In terms of the inspections, we prioritize it, so we must get to it. We have a staff complement of more than 209 environmental health practitioners that works in the city. So we're trying to, efficiently and effectively use that resource to the best of our ability to get to everybody.
Let's be consequences for spaza shop owners and other food-related vendors if they do not comply by the deadline after the 13th of December. What are some of the consequences that they may experience?
Great. So our health legislation allows for the closure of premises, if EHP observes circumstances that need to pose an immediate or direct health threat, right? So this is like total unhygienic conditions or the person just doesn't want to comply. There's no way of moving. And then having said that, with caution, of course, because of the other factors like safety, that plays a part in that type of enforcement process. But there is definitely recourse, in terms of people that does not want to, let's say, comply, outrightly.
I get your point there, and I think certainly very important for spaza shop owners and other food vendors to be aware of that. I guess arguably also there's a conversation to be had around ensuring that if anything, to prevent the kind of thing that we've been experiencing, that it's gonna require not only the city to do its part and ensure compliance, but a responsibility on the side of these business owners to ensure that they are compliant, they are following the health and safety and hygiene standards. And then I think thirdly, from a consumer's perspective, to ensure that they also hold accountable those businesses that they make use of for purchasing food-related items, whether that is at spaza shops or call it takeaways of some sort, to ensure that they too are compliant and have that added level of accountability from the consumer side as well.
For sure. You know, Ashraf, from our point of view, it looks like a whole of society approach needs to be taken. Also, the city or the health department, you know, within the country is not the only agency, you know, involved. Of course, there's other enforcement agencies like SAP, law enforcement, et cetera, et cetera. And also Department of Agriculture, you know, Department of Home Affairs. So it's multifaceted, multi-sectorial type of approach that needs to be taken. What the business owners need to do is basically comply. If they are in the dark in terms of certain information, they can reach out. Okay, So that is very important, that mechanism, and to also allow that for that to happen is very important at this stage. At the end of the day, we just do not want to close down businesses. We want to give clients fair chance and fair opportunity to do the right thing, and then that this is ultimately what we promote. Our focus has always been and always will be based on a strong foundation of prevention. So we would like to, you know, transfer that and execute that as far as possible before we take more punitive measures against businesses.
Yeah. From a consumer's perspective, if they pick up on anything that they suspect is not in compliance, with the city's regulations or with national regulations or with legislation in and of itself, how do they alert the city and the necessary authorities around some of the concerns?
Okay, that's very good. Thanks for that question. So basically, the members of the public who have any health-related concerns or complaints about businesses, or related matters, can contact the local environment health office. Okay, we are spread out through the city. And then they can also pop into their local clinic and they will be directed to the environment health office. So if you don't know where your EH office is, you can pop into your local clinic. And then the city has a technical operations center, okay? And that number is 086-0103-089. Clients or residents can contact that number with any complaints or queries. What also we've done is we have an e-services portal, of course, where they can log a service request, and then we will attend to that. You know, that's actually electronic. But also another mechanism where you can get in touch. Okay, on the e-services. And if they need directions on the website, I'll be happy to assist.
Zakiri, shukran, and thank you so much for your time this morning and shedding light on this very important matter. We've, of course, been talking about it for quite a while, and I think, if anything, consumers now have an understanding as to what it is that is required from a registration perspective and how it is that they could be an added level of accountability to those businesses that they regularly make use of. So shukran and thank you for your time this morning, and everything of the best.
Afwan Ashraf, and thanks again for the opportunity. All the best for your day and also for the listeners. Thank you very much.